12 noon, and I'm coming to you with jet lag from Taiwan. And let's see here, put up the agenda. Yes, so today is April 10th. It's 12 noon, and this is Orange County Water District's Admin Finance Committee meeting. And Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
I'll call Director Yeo,
Here.
Director Mesquita,
Present.
Director Nguyen, Director Jung, Director Green,
Yes.
Director Wiegand,
Here.
Director Tran,
Here.
Director Meeks, Director Sheldon, Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, thank you. At this point, do we have items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, any visitor participation on items not listed on today's agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board? Seeing and hearing none. Okay. I'm sorry, did I hear something?
That was just background chatter.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you. All right, so we'll move on to the consent calendar, which consists of items number 1 through 7. Does anyone wish to pull any items for discussion or any questions?
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mesquita.
Yes.
Director Jung. Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Let's move on to the informational item number 8, proposed fiscal year 2025-26 general fund budget. Mr. General Manager.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, our CFO, Randy Fifth, will present this.
Very well. Good afternoon, Randy.
Good afternoon.
All right.
Great. Thank you. This is another one of our budget meetings, our 4-month-long process to review the budget. Here's our budget preparation calendar. This has been showed many times. As I mentioned, it started at December Admin Finance with the budget preparation and overview and kickoff meeting. And then at Admin Finance in January, we provided preliminary RA and PPP estimates. And then at the first board meeting in March, at the board meeting, we reviewed the entire draft budget with the board. And then following that, in March, Admin Finance and WIC, at WIC, we reviewed the water budget. And then at Admin Finance, we went over in detail the R&R budget. We reviewed the budget with the producers. The feedback was all positive regarding the budget at the producers' meeting in March. And then in April at WIC the other day, we read the CIP budget. And today, of course, we're going over the general fund portion of the budget. And then at the board meeting next Wednesday, we'll have the public hearing to set the RA and the BPP for the 25-26 year and approve the budget for the 25-26 year. So a lot of meetings and a lot of review of the budget. Here's our pie chart. And today, as I said, we're reviewing the general fund portion of the budget, which includes the PFAS O&M. As I said, we've already reviewed many slices of this pie, the largest portion, the capital spending for R&R, CIP, and the water budget. So in order to control and provide better clarity of our spending, our budget, general fund budget, is broken into 21 different cost centers or departments. And it includes our salaries, benefits, wages, supplies, and services for the district, and then all of our operations, groundwater replenishment systems, GAP, the seawater barriers, recharge, Prado, lab, water quality, and then all our administrative departments, accounting, purchasing, human resources, hydrology, engineering, natural resources, planning, and property. So GM reviewed all the department budgets with all the department managers and directors. It's at the end of January. Went over each of the 21 departments and all of the line items within those departments. The general fund budget includes $4.8 million for PFAS operations and maintenance costs. This is half the total cost. So the producer pays half, we pay half of the total. And we budget $4.8 million for that. In total, there's a $4.2 million increase from year to year. So this budget year compared to proposed next year's budget. Well, it's $4.2 million increase, or a 3.78% increase over year over year. And no change in the headcount, still at 227 employees at the district. In the budget, largest expenditure, of course, is wages, salaries, and benefits. And there's been a 3% merit budgeted for next fiscal year, along with the cost of living adjustment of 4.5%. Those two items are built into the budget, and the general manager must approve all job replacements when they come. So we'll take a look at the total budget, the $14.8 million, and we'll look at it two different ways. We've broken it down by expenditure, and then we'll look at it by department so you can see where the different expenditures are taking place. So here we are looking at the by expense. So wages and benefits, as I mentioned, wages and benefits is up, it's about half the increase. So a $4.2 million increase in total, $2.1 million of the total increase is explained through wages and benefits, largely due to the cost of living adjustment and the merit that was budgeted. And we'll look at items 10% or more increase or decrease, or $1 million up or down. So the next item we'll look at is chemicals. We have a reduction of $1.2 million, or 8.43%. So Mabel is in his budget has some favorable pricing estimated for next year, along with some slightly less usage in chlorine. So that's good for the budget. And the next item is the purchase services, an increase of $1.3 million, or approximately 20%. And there's a couple things that are driving this. One is insurance. So we've had increases planned for next year in general liability and property insurance. And these have been going up quite a bit the last few years. A couple of reasons. One, in property, we're adding new assets, so there's more property to cover. And then the general liability has just been going up and up. So those two items. And then the other thing that's going on, it's professional services, specifically in the planning department, as there's a number of items that we have. One, a stormwater feasibility study is planned for next year, an increase of 200,000. Sediment removal analysis behind Prado, that's an increase of $100,000 within that department. Prado water conservation, technical studies, another increase of 100,000. So also grant writing support, $80,000 increase. So overall, professional services from the planning department is up $856,000. Those two items are largely contributing to the increase of $1.3 million. for purchase services. Maintenance, structures, improvements, an increase of a little over $1.5 million, or a 45% increase. What's driving this is sediment removal behind Frago Dam. We budgeted $1.1 million for this expenditure for the 25-26 fiscal year. And then producer PFAS O&M, a decrease of $600,000. Planned for next year, budget to budget year, or a reduction of a little over 11%. So we're probably a little aggressive in our $5.4 million budget. We're finding that the media is lasting longer than we originally thought. So it's a good news story. And the other thing, next year we'll also have more systems online. And we'll feel that the media that we thought we were going to place this year is probably going to be into next year. But overall, a decrease of $600,000 for inter PFAS O&M. And then finally, interagency agreements, license and permits, an increase of $556,000, or 54%. The largest increase here is about a $355,000 increase, and this is for fees to the Army Corps of Engineers for the water conservation, increasing the elevation from 498 to 508. So there's additional costs that we're anticipating for next year as a result of it. And then there'll be a little bit of redundancy here, but we'll look at it by department so we can see where those expenses are going by department, and we'll look at items 10% or more with a $100,000 increase or decrease. Budget year 24-25 to 25-26. First item, general manager's office, an increase $375,000 or 15%. And as I mentioned, the Army Corps of Engineers, we're anticipating about a $355,000 increase within the general manager's department for the water conservation elevation from 498 to 508. And then WEROC, their costs, we're anticipating to increase about $28,000. So that coupled with the payroll increases is how we get an increase in the general manager's department. And then public affairs, an increase of $253,000 or about 12%. And public affairs, next year, public affairs is taking, or the district is taking the lead on the water summit, which means we'll have a higher cost share. So that budget's increasing $50,000 for the water summit from 25 to 26. That and the payroll increases, and then there's a $30,000 line item for the Guinness World Record for $30,000. That is also included in the affairs budget.
I didn't know we were going to do that again.
It's in the budget we gave the board in March. Now, next week, when we come to the board with the final budget, it'll be removed. We are going to take it out in the next week. Yeah, we had an exec committee meeting about it, and yeah, that was a result. Yeah. So
I don't remember.
I'll go back and get the notes. No, you were there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next item, risk and safety, Department 1034, an increase of $464,000 or a 20% increase. As I mentioned, insurance, specifically liability and property, fairly good size increase, $340,000 increase year to year. And then guard service, an increase of $35,000. We're currently budgeted $490,000 for this year. And then we're proposing an increase to $525,151, an increase of $35,000 for guard service. Number one, just their general increase, and then there'll be more hours So we'll be having longer guard service for next year. And then we have a line item, an additional $25,000 for workplace violence supplies within the risk.
What is that?
That's a good question.
We're having training and drill for our staff.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to hand out gun.
Yeah. It's workplace violence prevention, right?
Moving on to the next slide. Continuing with Department 1044, an increase of $840,000 or approximately 38% increase. And this is largely, once again, due to the professional services. I mentioned a few of the items that were increasing. And can go over that in detail if you want to hear it again. But that was already mentioned. Engineering department, an increase of roughly $1 million within that department, or about 90%. And this is explained by the sediment removal behind Prado Dam. We're planning to spend $1.1 million on that next fiscal year. Wind Natural Resources, Department 1080, an increase of $718,617, or about a 45% increase. And a couple of things going on here. They're proposing an increase of $150,000 to the budget for a future of the wetlands consultant. And then $113,000 increase for Sunny Slope, Santa Ana Sucker. And then burial monitoring. We'll have a new contractor for burial monitoring, and that's an additional increase of $65,000. So that explains the increase within that department. And then finally, as I mentioned, producer PFAS O&M, a reduction of $600,000. We're planning to spend $4.8 million next year. And we're anticipating that we'll have more systems online and then more media replacements. That's probably we're going to have this year. But fortunately, that media is lasting longer than we thought. And that concludes the presentation, and I'd like to see if any board comments.
All right, Randy, thank you for taking us to a deep dive through the general fund budget, the key items, and explaining the cost increases. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Randy?
Chairman, I had one question and one comment. So the comment was, I appreciate Randy explaining the engineering almost near 100% increase. Very concerned, but that makes plenty of sense that that's for sediment removal at Prado Dam. I did see a line item on the budget for $10,000 for police and fire appreciation. Are we still, is that still kind of tenuous?
Yeah, we've scaled that way back to where it can be no more than 2,000. And that'll be...
in the final budget.
And yeah.
Very well. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director John.
Roger, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think it's going to be necessary to keep the guard at the guard shack on board meetings very...
Okay, good enough.
No, I'm just asking.
Okay, thank you, Director Green. Okay, does anyone else have any questions or comments in the room, online? Okay, seeing and hearing none. Thank you very much, Randy. All right. Bear with me here. I'm using my phone. All right. So we'll move on to item number 9, which is the monthly cash disbursements report.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, that information is in the packet, and staff can answer any questions.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, hearing none. All right. So thank you, General Manager. So I would direct all of the items to be placed on this upcoming board meeting's consent calendar, if that's appropriate.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Any director's announcements or reports? No one? Okay, Mr. General Manager?
Nothing to report.
All right, thank you very much, everyone. We are adjourned. Thank you, and I'll see you guys at the 16th board meeting. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.